Justin, welcome.
Hello, Audrey.
Today, let's talk about the rise of the brew pubs.
Yeah, it's a fun story.
So it started off as a hobby, but craft beers are really taking hold as a lucrative business in the Triad.
They absolutely are. Now, we are not in sort of such a shape as the Triangle or Asheville, which really leads the state in sort of craft brewing. But the Triad has really carved out a niche for itself. There are three primary craft brewers in this area, and people are familiar with them. You know, you got Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro, you have Foothills in downtown Winston-Salem, and then the eastern part of Guilford County, you have Red Oak. Now, these are three of the five largest craft brewers in the state of North Carolina. They're very successful, and collectively, they produce about $25 million worth of beer a year.
So you've just mentioned that three of the five biggest producers in the state are right here, but we also have a lot of up-and-comers. Can we talk a little bit about them?
Yeah. Now, this is kind of what the Business Journal is getting at. Catherine Carlock really digs into the details around the edges and talks about, you know, beer not only is a product that we enjoy and are enjoying more of it because it's local and we're supporting local trends in food and beverages now, but also as a business, as an entrepreneurial business. And what she's identified is six microbreweries that are in the process of starting up right now. So there are three in downtown Winston-Salem. I'll just run through the names. There's Hoot's Roller Bar and Beer. There's the West End Millworks. And then there's the Small Batch Beer Company. Again, all downtown. There's one in downtown Greensboro called the Pig Pounder Brewery. And there are a couple microbreweries that are popping up in High Point and Burlington as well. Now, whether they get the same foothold and have the same success as Foothills or Natty Greens, we're going to see. But clearly, this is a trend that's happening nationally, and we're seeing it play out in the Triad right now.
And what's behind that? What's making it so successful right now?
You know, I think there are a number of things. You know, we have more and more young people are sticking around, starting their careers here. We're starting to really leverage the college community that we have. You know, we have 11 or 12 colleges and universities across the Triad. These are beer drinkers. But there's another thing, and I touched on it earlier, and that's this local. You know, our farmers markets are doing as well as they've ever done. There's such a buzz around supporting local industry, supporting local foods, and now supporting local beverages. People sort of like this idea of something that's handcrafted, and these beers certainly are. And they found their niche, and people that are beer drinkers are supporting the locals.
Now, the wine industry has a fairly long and successful history in the Piedmont.
Yeah.
But brew pubs have a very different kind of business model.
They do. You know, they don't need as much land, and they don't need sort of the size of investment. It's not as long a time to get. I mean, basically, if you have a brewmaster and you've got those copper tubs and pots, you know, you can start brewing once you get the ingredients. Now, with the wineries, you need this land. You need to grow those grapes for a long period of time. And then just the process of winemaking is so complex. It's a lot different with beer. It's sort of the barrier to entry is much lower. And so we see that playing out, and we see these breweries, local breweries, growing. So Natty Greens started with just a couple of those copper pots at its restaurant in downtown Greensboro. And now it's expanded to a major operation. I mean, they have hundreds of employees, and they've expanded locations across the state. Foothills has the same model, and they are growing as well.
Well, to stay with the wine comparison for just another moment, Surry County really responded to winemakers a few years ago by starting up a program at its community college. And now Rockingham County is really stepping up with something similar at their community college.
Yeah, just this year, Rockingham Community College started its own brewing sciences degree, and it's the first one in the country. A community college is offering this kind of degree in brewing beer. And this is a really good thing for Rockingham. One is that they actually are home to the largest beer brewer in the state, which is Miller Coors. They have more than 500 people working there at that manufacturing operation. And this isn't craft beer that they're making up there. It's the mass-produced stuff. But they recognize that that's an industry that's taking the place of a lot of manufacturing. And Rockingham Community College, which has really had a hard time finding its niche in the decline of manufacturing, is starting to backfill with this idea of turning out the next generation of brewmasters.
Can this area really sustain a competitive brew pub market?
Yes. And I just think that this is something that builds on itself. It becomes part of the fabric of the community. We're already supporting Natty Greens and Foothills and Red Oak to a high degree. You can buy this stuff in grocery stores where you couldn't do that a couple years ago. These are very successful companies. As people get more familiar with those brands, they're going to look for more local brands. So I don't know that they all survive, but I definitely think that this craft brewing thing is not a fad. It's here to stay, and it's going to keep growing.
All right. Cheers, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.